This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rocky and Lissa on 98.5 KRZ.
Here's a little teaser of the Wilkes-Barre toilet story.
That's bad. I don't know. It's funny. You just walk by, see a toilet with stuff all around it. It's just weird.
Okay.
And we go to WNEP for a full report on yesterday's toilet sighting in Wilkes-Barre.
Drivers along Park Avenue in Wilkes-Barre caught a glimpse of something that's normally pretty private, right out here in the open.
You gotta walk these streets. Like, people walk and they try to enjoy the day and they're just walking and passing a toilet. That's nasty.
Wilkes-Barre City Police tell NewsWatch 16 they believe the toilet got into this mess because it fell off of a plumber's truck. And the driver just didn't notice.
Police say the toilet was initially right in the middle of the road, so officers moved it over. But people who live nearby are not enjoying the view.
That's bad. I don't know. It's funny. You just walk by, see a toilet with stuff all around it. It's just weird.
Police say the toilet will be taken away by the Department of Public Works tomorrow morning. But people who live nearby are worried it could cause problems overnight.
Yeah, because a toilet in the middle of the road. And there's a lot of elders, especially at nighttime, you can't see down this dark block.
Police tell NewsWatch 16 that the toilet trouble should be cleaned up tomorrow morning around 9 o'clock. Carolyn Blackburn, NewsWatch 16, live on Public Square here in Wilkes-Barre.
So here's the thing. So this happened yesterday. I guess the toilet fell off the back of a truck.
Wow.
And is upright. So it looked like somebody placed it there.
Oh, yeah.
So the cops showed up. They didn't remove it from the road. They just got it out of the center of the road.
Was going to be my question.
So it's still in the road.
Why didn't they take it?
Why didn't they just finish it? Take it or just put it on the side of the road? It's actually still in the road.
Why?
And they have to wait for the Department of Public Works to show up at 9 o'clock this morning to get it out of the road.
That gentleman's right. You worry about people not seeing it, especially
yeah.
The elderly. Have there been any drive-by poopings? It's a legitimate question. Come
that's
on.
That's a very good follow-up question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.